Now, concerns about a rise in harmful gambling among women came to the fore this week in the wake of a Garda investigation into reports of online ticket fraud. Harmful gambling among females in Ireland rose tenfold between 2019 and 2023, according to research from the ESRI. Experts say that it can often be a hidden problem, as women might be afraid to come forward due to the stigma associated with the addiction. And we're joined by one of those experts now, Nicola Kelly from the Coonwirra Treatment Centre in Athy, one of the facilities which treats people with gambling addictions. Good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Justin.
An ESRI study carried out 2 years ago tells us that around 3% of the female population is affected by harmful gambling. What does your own experience tell you about the scale and growth of this problem among women?
Well, pre-2020, we in Coomera would never have treated any women for gambling addiction. The quantity of men that we would have treated pre-2020 as well would have been quite low. So based on the inquiries that we were getting and based on the reach that we were getting from people looking for treatment, and there was no gambling programs available to them in the country, we set about to develop a gambling program based on the fact that these people were looking for help. So we collaborated with Gambling Care and we developed a program. And we started the program in 2020. And since 2020, we have treated 250 people per year for that 5 years, of which 9% were women.
And those are the people you've treated, but have you then had an increase in contacts as well and people asking about it?
We have daily phone calls, daily emails. A lot of the emails come into us at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning from ladies desperate looking for help. Unfortunately, they're given all the information the following day because we reach out to them if we can on phone. We talk to them, we give them the information, but that doesn't show in the amount of admissions that we get.
Why is that? Is there a reluctance then on the part of women to come forward and ask for help directly?
There's absolutely a huge reluctance. I would honestly say that it's almost like a paralysing fear for them. They have huge fear of the consequences of disclosing their gambling behaviour. They have fear around losing their children. They have reputational damage maybe could happen as a result of it. Relationship problems, and they really are very, very fearful about coming forward. Even though we do try to kind of ease their despair by speaking to them and everything, it just doesn't cut it for them.
We know that when men gamble, it tends to be sports related or poker related gambling, what a lot of men would consider skill based games. Is there a difference in the type of gambling that women prefer?
Well, our experience is, speaking to a lot of women every day of the week, the main gambling method in which they use is casino gambling online, scratch cards and lottery cards.
And why is that, do you think? Is that because they're looking for an escapism or something like that?
Yeah, what we would find is very much often it's an emotional escape as well. And it can be very hidden. It can be done very secretly. And nobody knows about it for a long, long period of time. So by the time they do come into us for treatment, they are really broken and they have exhausted maybe community avenues. The Gambling Care, again, they have local family resource centres. They have 23 of them throughout the country. You know, and they offer support as well and have done huge amount of work.
And the consequences of, we'll say, those online casino games and so on, one of the things about those games is they happen very quickly, they're over very quickly, and it's very easy to rack up a lot of gambling debt, isn't it?
Yes, and we have seen women come into us for treatment that with exorbitant debt. It's actually it's very, very sad, to say the least.
How is it treated?
Well, we have a 12-week, in Coomvera, we have a 12-week residential program for them where they come in and they have one-to-one counselling, family therapy, and we have 12 separate modules that the girls take part in. And the girls that do present for treatment do extremely well, extremely well. They're very good to follow direction and advice and follow up on our two-year aftercare program. They do very well.
And for people then who need help, what advice do you have for them?
my advice to them is to pick up the phone. There's many other treatment centres too, if they look online, you know, that do a gambling programme as well as Coomera. Contact Gambling Care and they will redirect them to us, or they can ring us directly themselves.
Nicola, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That's Nicola Kelly from Coomera Treatment Centre in Athy.